810 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. It's the second Monday of the month, and that means we have a school board preview for you. And we're talking with our in-studio guest, Superintendent Daryl Pruder. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am doing well. It was a beautiful drive to work this morning.
You know, it is nice, and I'm just always so impressed on these cool mornings here when the stars are out, and my, do they shine brightly.
I wasn't up that early.
Yeah, well... You know, it is getting darker earlier and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it's a great fall morning here in the area. Still 47 degrees. So, hey, we'll take it. And good football weather, all that good stuff. So, hey, what do we have coming up tonight?
Well, the meeting starts at 6:30, as always. Then we'll have the roll call and then approval of the agenda. The minutes from the September 11th meeting, they'll look at that and approve that. Then we have the first item is... presentation of a fundraiser, and this is a fundraiser for our junior high cheerleaders, and they are going to try to raise enough money to buy warm-up suits. That would be important. It's cold out, and they're going to be selling t-shirts, and they've designed these t-shirts themselves, and they look really nice. So I think they're going to be trying to raise around $300 or $400 to buy the warm-ups. So not a big fundraiser, but we have to approve that, or we present it to the board to be approved.
Sure.
And then the consent agenda, all of that stuff, the pay payrolls, pay bills, and all of those. And then the item 7 is to consider action on the board meetings for next year. And as always, they will be on the second Monday of the month at 6:30. And I have a list for you,
hey.
So you can make it to
Look
the.
Yeah, I didn't even have to print it out, and it's in color too.
It's
That's
in color,
great.
Very
I like
nice.
It. Very nice.
Yes,
I'll put that up.
And then the next thing, we're trying to clean house a little bit, so we're going to declare some surplus items: old Chromebooks, some laptops, different things, and those trying to get room for some new additional Chromebooks that we've purchased. Also, we are going to declare the old football light surplus. We were approached by the Cherokees, and they would like to have the old lights to put up around a powwow area, and they are still working. They're very good lights, so I hope the board approves that, and then we can give that to those guys. The Cherokees are so generous to us that it's nice to be able to give something back to them.
That's great, yeah, kind of a two-way street there. That's wonderful.
It is, and they're just going to sit there. You know, we'll save a few of them because they are still the same kind we use on our softball and baseball field. But football field looks really nice.
Hey, good deal.
And then the consider action to, well, then we have new business and then a vote to adjourn. So it should be, knock on wood, a fairly short meeting. And then we have an old activity bus we're going to talk about a little bit about whether we fix it or surplus that as well. Also, things going on. Tonight we have parent-teacher conferences, tonight and tomorrow night. Parent-teacher conference will go from 4:30 to 7:30 or 8, and that'll be Monday, Tuesday. And then we have fall break, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so there will be no school on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think there will be a football game on Thursday night. Usually we do that, but I don't have that in front of me. Also, during parent-teacher conferences, there will be a book fair. So that was a fundraiser approved. We approve that every year, and it's a nice little way that we get more books for our library. And so when you're out there, a lot of parents do help us out there and purchase books for that. And at that point, I think that's going to be our meeting.
That's going to be good. Well, it's fun to have the parents in, get them involved in participating in their kids' education, of course. We always like that.
We do. We like involvement.
Very good. Well, some good stuff coming. Still a few more football games. Can you believe we're already at this point that we are in the football season?
Oh, I know. And you know, our kids haven't done very well, win and losses, but we had a ball game at Watts this week, or at Oaks, excuse me, and we were down by 2 touchdowns and did an onside kick, got the ball, went down and scored. They didn't quit. Our kids do not quit. We're a small team, and wins and losses have been tough, but boy, they work. They play their heart out. So I'm so proud of those boys.
You get to learn a lot on the field
there. Oh, they do.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you tonight.
Yes, we will.
Superintendent Daryl Pruder, South Coffeyville Public Schools. And you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Take care.
All right. And we've got open line on the way here on the Mighty 690, 47 degrees right now in Coffeyville.